Hi there, Tatiana.
Hi.
Hi there, Tatiana. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I was just calling in regards for the Depo Provera lawsuit inquiry that was made. Did you already get some assistance with that, Tatiana?
No.
Oh, okay, no worries. Was it you or a loved one that was ever diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, I was.
You were? I'm really sorry to hear that. And then again, you didn't already get some assistance with an attorney, correct?
No.
All right. And then, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
All righty. And then this is kind of similar to the question I just asked, just worded a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? Or most importantly, Tatiana, that you have not signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you for confirming. And then you'll be filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
All right. And then, like I said before, I'm really sorry you were diagnosed with a meningioma. By any chance, do you remember the date of the diagnosis?
I do. I was diagnosed November 13th, 2021.
I'm really sorry to hear that. So you said November 13, 2021. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and let me just put this down in here for you. All right. And then can I get your date of birth?
It's 01/05/1997.
Just gonna repeat this here one more time. It is 01/05/1997. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by using the Depo Provera?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. Put not an A. And then, did you consume, use a name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, do you recall ever using the generic version? Or was it just the name brand?
It was Pfizer.
Pfizer. Okay, but it was Depo Provera, right? You don't remember being a generic version?
No.
Okay, so you did not take the generic version, just a name brand, I see. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I
All
used
right.
it. I started taking the double shots in November 2018, and then I stopped in October 2021.
All righty. Well, you basically answered my next question that's going to be coming up. Next question here. We'll move to the usage years in a bit. I wrote it down so I could just reconfirm with you in a bit. But next question here is, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before being diagnosed?
Yes.
All righty. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? And then that would be a yes, correct? Because you said you started in 2018.
Yes.
All righty. All right. So now it's asking for the usage start date and the usage stop date, but you already provided that. So first we're going to start off with the start date, okay? So you said that was November of 2018, but do you recall a certain day in that month in November that you used it? Or do you just want to put the first of that month?
I don't remember the exact day, but I just remember the year.
Okay, no worries. So it's safe to just put down November 1st of 2018 when you started, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Alrighty, and then the next one is usage stop date, and then I got for the month October, and then is it safe to say the 1st of 2021 of October?
Yes.
Alrighty, I'm gonna put that down here for you. Alrighty, and then just to rec for the recording, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And then, can I just please confirm the spelling of your first name? I have it here as TIATIANNA. Is that correct for the first name?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. Just putting it in here for you. Alrighty. And then, do you have a middle name?
Yes, it's Lachey, LASHAY.
So I got LASHAY. Shay. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Solashay. All right. Oh, I like your middle name. Okay,
Thank
let's
you.
see. You're welcome. And then for your last name, I have spelled as DUNMORE. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. Just gonna put this in here for you. Let's see. Alrighty. And then is there any suffix in your name, for example, like a junior, senior, the second, the third, or no?
No.
Thank you so much for that. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number?
Yes, it's 6259407.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was not typing. Can you start over? I apologize.
Yes, 6259407. 6-3.
All right, thank you so much for that. I apologize again. I'm just going to repeat it one more time just to confirm if I got it correct, okay? I got 6259407 63. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming. And then I already have a primary contact email here on file. I just want to confirm if it's correct, okay? I have TATIANNA244 at iCloud.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you so much. And then for the primary phone number here I have is 702-406-5686. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then is this phone number a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you for that. And then well, basically what's gonna happen, soon as we finish with the intake, we're almost done here. It's gonna send over some documents, which is just gonna require some signatures. After you sign those documents, the attorneys are gonna be reaching out to you in a couple of business days to let you know the next steps. What's the best contact preference for them to contact you? Would it be phone, text, or email? And it only lets me choose one, unfortunately.
Email.
Email? Okay. And then, what would be the best time of day for you to expect an email? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning is fine.
Morning is fine. Okay, thank you. And then, can you please provide me with your primary contact address?
That would be like my house, right?
Yeah, your home address. I'm sorry. Yeah, your home address.
Okay, it's 2516.
16, right? 2516.
Yes.
Thank you.
Indian Sage Way.
You said Indian?
Yes.
Indian, and then what's after Indian?
Sage, SAGE.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard you said Sage as in SAGE?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. And then is that in Las Vegas? Is it 2516 Indian Sage Way, Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. All right, I'm just gonna reconfirm it one more time. But before I do, is this a house or is there like a unit number, an apartment number, or letter?
It's a house.
It's a house? Okay. So I'm just gonna repeat it one more time. I have 2516 Indian Sage Way, Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, 89108. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And then do you recall the diagnosing doctor name who diagnosed you?
His name is Dr. Doug, Gregory
Dr.
Doug.
Doug as in DUGG.
No, DOUDS.
Oh, DOUG.
No.
Oh, Douglas.
Yeah, Gregory
Oh, great.
DOUDS.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it might be on my end, on my mic. So I apologize. So I got down Gregory.
DOUDS.
I got that. Let's see here. Logan did it. Oh yeah, I found his middle name as well as Logan. He's a neurosurgery.
Yes.
Neurosurgery. There you go. Yeah, sorry, I mispronounced that. So I got the name as Gregory Logan, and then the last name is DOUDS.
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. Just gonna put that here. And then, do you remember the diagnosing facility name, like the hospital where he diagnosed you?
Mountain View Hospital.
Mountain View Hospital. I found it here. So Mountain View Hospital, I got at 3100 North, and then the street is TENAYA, which is Tenaya Way, Las Vegas, Nevada 89128.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just gonna copy and paste this for you. So facility name, I got Mountain View Hospital. All right, diagnosing facility address. I got it right here. Numbers right here. All righty. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. So I'm gonna put no. And then it's asking here for the treating doctor name and then for the facility as well. Would that be the same that's the same name for I mean the same doctor who diagnosed you as well?
Yes.
All right, so that would be Gregory as well. And then would that be at Mountain View Hospital as well where you were treated?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just gonna copy and paste you paste this for you here real quick. Alrighty, and then was he the same doctor who prescribed you the depot?
No, the doctor that prescribed me was my gynecologist.
Okay, can I get her her name?
Yes, Dr. Eleni
Eleni,
Golmaz.
can you spell the first name for me? Sorry.
Yes, it's Golnaz.
So I got GOL.
NAV.
I'm sorry, it's just my mic on my end. So I got GOLNA.
Z.
Oh, Z. I think he's already coming up here on my end. His last name is NAMAZI.
No, it's Alemi.
North Las Vegas. I think I found him. Oh, Doctor. And then the first name is GOLNAZ, and then the last name is ALEMI.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I did find her. Thank you so much for that. And then it's asking prescribing facility name. So, the facility where she was at, but I can probably try to see if I can help you find that here. So, clicking on her name. Let's see. Practices, hospitals, affiliations. Yeah, she's at Mountain View as well. The prescribing facility name, because the pharmacy name's gonna be different, but for the prescribing facility name, was that at a Mountain View Hospital as well? For the
Yes.
okay, I see. That makes sense. Okay, I see. Mountain View. Alrighty. And then do you remember the pharmacy name, like where they picked up the depot? Was this like at a Walmart or CVS? Do you recall?
A CVS.
CVS? Okay. And then do you recall what, like the address of that CVS? I can help you look for it if it was like right next to Mountain View Hospital if you would like.
Yeah, it was the one next to Mountain View
Mountain View? Okay.
Hospital.
Let me look it up. Mountain View and then hospital. Las Vegas, and then I'll put down CVS and see what comes up. CVS. Let's see here. Do you by any chance recall like the street name where maybe that CVS was at? So I can. Let's
Let
see.
me
Mountain View. Okay, let me see. Let me look up Mountain View and okay, Mountain View Hospital. I'm looking
Tenaya Way.
Tenaya Way. Okay, let me see. Cause I'm looking at maps right now. I'm looking at the Mountain View. Let me see. I'm trying to see if there's a CVS next to it. But if you know it, that would be great. So you said that was in Tineo, eh? Let me look that up.
Yes.
CVS Tineo. I think I found it here. Is it 3210 North Tineo Way, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89129? CVS
Yes.
Pharmacy. Thank you so much for confirming that. Yeah, that made everything so much easier to find. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. Address is right here. Pharmacy phone number is right here. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, it looks like we're almost done here. All right. Next question here. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
Yes.
Oh, you do. Okay, I see. And then how can you provide these medical records? Would it be by mail or electronically for the attorneys?
Electronically.
Electronically? Okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Yes,
And
I'll add my mom.
your mom, and then does your mom live with or does not live with? Because it's asking if the emergency contact lives or does not live with.
Well, she doesn't live with me.
She does not. Okay, no worries. And then what is her first name?
Tanya.
Tanya, was it, is that Tanya or did I spell that wrong, right?
Tonya.
Oh, Tonya. Oh, Tanya. Okay, that makes sense. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so it's Tonya, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then what is the initial of her last name?
P.
P? Okay, P as in Peter. So I'm gonna put down Tanya P. And then can you provide me with her phone number?
Yes, it's
702.
502-577-5598.
So I got 702-577-5598. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then the relationship would be mother, right? Correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And then it's asking emergency contact email. Does she have one or would you like to put down your email?
My email is fine.
Your email's fine? Okay. Alrighty. And I always try to like ask that because I know some people don't really feel comfortable, don't really know the other a person's email, so I always try to mention that. So I'll put down your email, and then would you like to provide it? Because it's asking for the emergency contact address. Would you like to provide that?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. All right. So I got her first name, her last name, and then I got her number, relationship. Okay. Yeah, everything looks great. I'm just gonna review the intake form, make sure I don't miss anything on my end before I send it over. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. I'm just gonna put you on a quick 30-second to a minute hold just to check over the documents, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Alrighty, everything looks great. I just hit the submit button, so it should be coming in any second now, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. All right, yeah, it says successful, so you should be receiving any second.
Is that the DocuSign?
Yeah, it's I sent it under a text and an email as well. So it's under guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. And then I'm gonna put myself again and I'm gonna put myself on mute again. I'm gonna be prepping up a text message on my direct number. It's just gonna be providing you with the attorney information, and then that will be my direct number as well. So if you know anyone else who may have been affected due to the depo, feel free to pass my number around, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So yeah, I'll be mute on my end. Just call me over if you need any help, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And it says I'm done signing.
Oh, you already, oh, you flew through that. Okay, that's great. You did a great job. I was still prepping up that text message. So you should receive a text message with my name as with my name in the text message, so you'll know it'll be me any second as well. So let me prep this text message here quickly, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Bear with me here. Alrighty, and then I'm just provide with the attorney's information. A4D, that is correct. Alrighty, hit that send button. All right, so I texted you. I'm just gonna look on my end if I received that document signed, okay, on my end. Bear with me
Okay.
here. You did get that message though, correct? I just hit the send button on my end.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, it's just completed on my end. You did a great job. Basically what's gonna happen now, like I said before, it's gonna take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you, basically to let you know the next steps. But yeah, like I said before, you did a great job. Is there any other more questions you may have for me before I let you go?
No, that'll be all.
That'll be all. Okay. And like I said before, feel free to call or text me if you have any more questions in the future with that direct number, okay?
Okay.
All righty, Tatiana. Well, you have a blessed day, all right? It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank
All right.
you.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.